This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Pandemic.news update for March 8th, 2020. It's Sunday. Italy today confirmed another 1,000 infections overnight. And Italy now shows a 5% death rate from these infections. So it's now clear to me, and that's the subject of this podcast, that Italy has a more virulent strain. So there are different strains, of course, circulating in the wild of coronavirus right now, being that this is an RNA virus. It mutates thousands of times in every person. It mutates like crazy. It's the most rapidly mutating type of virus that there is. And so it has found a new mutation in Italy that now has that country, one-fourth of its population, under medical martial law. Total lockdown of a quarter of the country, including the city of Milan. I mean, we're talking about armed quarantine. Total lockdown. No traffic in or out. This is the scenario that I've been warning will come to America. There is no question in my mind that this is coming to American cities. The average American cannot conceive of this. They are living in a delusional fairy tale land. They think that somehow the Italians are so stupid that they let this thing spread in Italy, but we in America, we're so smart. We won't allow that to happen in America, even though we're not testing anybody for the most part. So that's delusional thinking, by the way, and it won't end well, especially if the Italian strain gets to, New York City. Governor Cuomo, of course, has already declared a state of emergency in New York, and he said today that he expects hundreds of new cases in New York City in the very near future. Now, if you have hundreds of cases in New York City, then you have thousands not long after, and then you have tens of thousands, and then you have hundreds of thousands, and then you have millions, and that's how it goes, unless you shut down New York City. And how do you shut down New York City? Oh, medical martial law, just like what I've been explaining here for weeks. You shut it down with a quarantine, armed lockdowns. It's coming to New York City. No question about it. Major U.S. cities will be locked down, just like we're seeing in Italy. Because let's face it, there's no divine protection for America against this virus. And even though a lot of people like to hold delusional views where they can pretend that somehow every country in the world failed to contain the coronavirus, but we will succeed because we have Trump. While Trump has no clue about this virus, Trump is like, everything's fine. We have a perfect plan. Really? Your perfect plan is basically don't test anybody. Or as I coined the phrase, don't test, don't tell. That's actually my phrase, folks. I came up with that in February. I did an article on it. I did a podcast on it. And now that phrase, by the way, has gone viral itself. You see it as a hashtag on Twitter now, but I've been banned from Twitter for a long time. But that's actually my phrase. I was modeling it after the military phrase, don't ask, don't tell, you know, where that was sort of the gay policy in the military. You don't ask if you're gay, don't tell anybody if you're gay. For many years through the 1990s and so on. So I coined the phrase, don't test, don't tell, modeled after that former military phrase. In any case, it doesn't matter. It's that idea has gone viral now, the don't test, don't tell meme, so to speak, has gone viral, because that's what's happening in America, is almost nobody's being tested. And until recently, almost nobody was talking about it. You know, the Atlantic did a big story just a couple days ago that was reporting this bombshell that the CDC now reports has only tested fewer than 2,000 people. Well, if the Atlantic had read Natural News 2 weeks earlier, you would have seen the exact same bombshell breaking news, except at that time, the number was only 419 people being tested. So, you know, of course, we covered it first, weeks before, and then the Atlantic rolls it out and acts like it's some big breaking new discovery. No, Natural News covered it weeks ago. And that's the way it's been on this. We cover a story. 2 weeks later, the mainstream media reports the same story and claims they just figured it out. It's amazing. or we spread a meme like "Don't test, don't tell," and then 2 weeks later, everybody else is using the meme, and I guess probably some other people think they came up with it. No, we came up with that. We're the original thinkers on this. I've got a pandemic projection model. I'm the one telling people right now what's going to happen if we don't stop the travel across the United States. We're going to end up with millions of people infected or dead by July. So something's got to change course here because we can't allow that to happen. Look, this thing will kill millions if we don't stop it. And there are only a few ways to stop it. One way is isolation. Another way is to promote antivirals. Neither one of these tactics is currently being used in the United States of America. So when Trump talks about this perfectly coordinated plan, is it a plan to fail? Is it a plan for mass death? Is it a depopulation plan? Tell me what kind of plan it is, because it doesn't sound like a plan to stop the virus. Most certainly does not sound like that kind of a plan. So please tell me what kind of plan this is, because I'm very, very curious to know what's this perfectly coordinated plan. It smells like a coordinated plan to kill millions of people is what it smells like, actually. That plan is working great. That plan is on track. That globalist depopulation plan is kicking ass. But I haven't seen any progress on a plan to stop this virus. And I recently asked in a Natural News article, for all those people who say, oh, this won't be bad, it's going to go away. Okay, great. Explain to me how that happens. Explain to me the process by which the virus stops replicating. Because that's the only way this goes to zero, is if it stops replicating. So what do? Do you order the virus to stop replicating? Do you pass a law to make it illegal for the virus to replicate? Do you pretend the virus isn't replicating? Do you invoke transgenderism? Do you pretend you're a zebra and then announce that zebras can't get infected? That's kind of the left-wing liberal way to approach this, I think. All of those do not work. So if there are any plans being put into place right now, those plans are to kill millions of people. No question about that. And those plans are succeeding right on track. So, you know, don't talk to me about this perfectly coordinated plan, Mr. President, while we're on track to kill millions of people. A real plan would be shutting down air traffic right now across the country. A real plan to stop death and disease and human suffering and the collapse of society would be to start telling everybody to take antivirals, eat antiviral foods and spices and herbs and minerals and nutraceuticals and supplements, because those are available right now at practically every grocery store, every pharmacy, every, you know, farm, the local farmer's market. You can find antiviral herbs. You can plant seeds and grow them yourself. And yet nobody is telling Americans to do that. Why? Because the plan isn't to stop people from dying. The plan is to kill millions. That's the plan. And that plan is moving along just perfectly. It's a plan that involved a lot of censorship of the independent media, like us at Natural News, censored across the board, aggressively censored, right before this attack hit humanity. What an amazing coincidence. And then we were hit with this other attack in January, just as the virus was replicating in Wuhan. Wow, what another amazing coincidence. And we're banned on all the tech giants, so we can't teach people how to stop infections. Oh, wow, how convenient, because big tech wants you to die. There's now no question about it. They want you to die. This is the plan from the top. This is the globalist kill switch, in case you were wondering. And I know that a lot of people aren't ready to hear this. You know what? That's their problem, not my problem. If they're not ready to hear this, then, well, I'll say it this way. If you don't get prepared to survive, at least get prepared with your funeral plans. At least do that much, just for the sake of your relatives and your surviving family members, although some entire families have been wiped out in China. But look, if you're not going to prepare for the virus, at least get your funeral plans in order, because that's more likely what's going to happen to you. At least have the, you know, the decency to prepare your funeral plans. But if you don't want to die, then prepare for survival. And in order to do that, you have to completely ignore the bad advice from the Surgeon General, Mr. Stop buying masks while we buy all the masks. It's so insane. They think the American people are incredibly stupid that they can just tell you to your face, stop buying protective gear while they are buying protective gear. He literally goes on Twitter and says, masks don't work and we need them at the hospitals. It's just insane. Well, I thought you said they didn't work, Mr. Surgeon General. So why do you need so many at the hospital? Oh, because they don't work? Oh, okay, whatever. You're an idiot. Just, this is like a national IQ test or a global IQ test. That's what's interesting about this is it's sorting out the retarded from the intelligent. I'm sorry to use the word, but in this case, it fits. If you're cognitively retarded so much that you believe the Surgeon General and you believe the WHO, who says it's not a pandemic, it's only in 80 countries. Okay, whatever, you liars. Whatever, is not a pandemic until when? Does it have to hit 100 countries? Because the definition of a pandemic is 3 countries, by the way. So 77 countries ago, you should have declared it was a pandemic, but you didn't because you're liars. But hey, if people want to believe the WHO, they want to believe the president, they want to believe the CDC or the vice president, then just at least have your funeral plans in place, because that's what you're going to need probably the most. Look, and you're not going to need toilet paper. I keep wondering why everybody's going out buying toilet paper when they don't buy food. You're not going to need toilet paper if you don't buy any food, because you're going to have nothing to eat. You're not going to need to wipe when you're starving to death. So have your priorities straight. If you're prepping, get some food first and, you know, some sanitizing liquids and chemicals like isopropyl alcohol or things like that. You know, get your priorities straight on the preps, folks. Get the important stuff first. You know, the whole world doesn't run on toilet paper and bottled water. You can use tap water if you have a water filter. But it's like the whole country has forgotten that tap water can be consumed if you filter it. I don't know, man. The world is nuts. People are irrational. And it's bizarre to watch all this happening. I'm just trying to give you good information. I appreciate you spreading the word on this. I'm just trying to give you the honest opinion here, uncensored. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, pandemic.news. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.